Celebrate 30 years of climbing higher in Christ with Bethel Deliverance International Church and Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. On Friday, May 19th at 7 o'clock p.m., Bishop Daryl Woodson of El Shaddai Pentecostal Church of Christ will deliver another life-changing message from our Lord. Worship will be led by the Bethel Deliverance International Church Anniversary Choir. It's a family affair, so plan now to join us as we celebrate 30 years of God's faithfulness.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
You can take an LED flashlight outside on a bright sunny day and turn it on and you won't see the beam because it's not made to work when the light is there. But bring it into a dark room and flip it on and watch it illuminate the entire area. Jesus says you are the light of what? The world. Why? Because the world is dark. He didn't say you're the light of the church. He's the light of the church. So as Jesus continues this thought, he identifies himself as the good shepherd. And then in verse 10, what he likes to do is mix up the theology. He likes to accentuate the negative in order to deliver the positive. He has given us a scope of positive thinking, preaching, and subject matter in the beginning and up to the 10th verse. But in the 10th verse, he shifts it to accentuate the negative. He says, the thief. Now, the King James, you know, it says it in a unique way. We don't speak this way. But the King James says, the thief cometh not. In other words, his sole purpose in coming. All right? Just like Jesus said, my purpose is to give you pasture. My purpose is to give you access to God. I'm the good shepherd. Now watch. He said, but the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Now those three verbs, Jesus intentionally leaves them in a tense where it's an ongoing action. You see, Satan will come and look for access, and then he'll back up when he doesn't find one area and come back because he's constantly killing, constantly stealing, and constantly destroying. But with the believer, he only has one access point. He only has one access point with the believer. With the world, he has many access points. But with the believer, he only has one access point that Paul addresses in 2 Corinthians, where he says, cast down imaginations and get rid of ungodly thoughts. Why? Because it's your thought life that the devil comes in to steal. He comes in to kill it, and he comes in to destroy it so that he knows that if you think improperly, the next course of action will be rotten speech. Stinking thinking makes stinking talking, and stinking talking leads to defeat. The enemy can only capitalize what you give him here and here. Why? Because we have not learned the principles of mastering our Christian life outside. Go in and out and find pasture. In other words, the peace and the joy that you feel in here on Wednesday and Sunday morning and Sunday night ought to be transferred to Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday so that when you come back in here on Sunday and Wednesday, you come in ready to rearm yourself for the rest of the week. He says, the thief keeps coming, and the only reason he comes is to klepto. Klepto, that's the Greek word there, klepto, where we get kleptomania, which means a person who can't stop stealing. So the devil can't stop stealing. You know how you can feel good at 9 o'clock, but by 10:30 you feel bad? He stole it. And I don't mean to be facetious or insulting, but you punked up and let him take it. Man, I just don't feel happy no more. Get off that happy stuff and push through it and say, but I have joy. Here's something we say as psychologists. We tell people happiness is not a permanent place. Happiness is a place you visit. It's like Disney World. You visit happiness. You visit it. But you come out of it with the determination that maybe I won't be happy that my mother died or happy that so-and-so happened to me, but I will learn contentment in the situation and then draw on the joy of the Lord. See, don't let the devil tell you, you ain't happy today, so you ain't saved. I don't have to be happy to be saved. My salvation has nothing to do with happiness. My salvation is a principle. I don't know what it means to feel married. What does that mean? I don't feel married. I don't feel married. I feel neutral. But when I go in that house and somebody's in there calling my name, and then once a month I get a whole bunch of envelopes with my name on it that determine if I don't do this, we won't have no lights. All of a sudden, I'm married. But I don't feel it. But the responsibilities of the office make me aware that I am. Now, because I know that I am, I have to conduct myself a certain way with members of the opposite sex. I don't feel married, but I know I am. So there's certain things I don't do with females because I'm married. Now, I don't feel it, but I know it. Because I have a rememberer. And that's what Jesus said the Holy Spirit would do. He would remind you that you are saved. Every time you start acting like I don't feel saved, he said, yes, you are. You best give God praise. You say, oh, I don't feel like it. You ain't got to feel like it. I don't feel married. I get a phone call during the course of the day. Hello. Hello, yeah. I see that number come up on the phone. That's the only one I take. I don't talk to anybody before 12. Her number comes up, yes. Everybody else, go to voicemail. Why? Because of her position. And because of the position of God in your life. He's first. He's never put on hold. He's never told, I'll get back to you. He's never told, I can't talk to you right now. Why? You're a sheep. Sheep don't tell the shepherd later. Ooh. My. Listen to this. The thief comes to steal. Klepto. To kill. That word there means murder. And then he says to destroy. Take those three verbs. What's he trying to kill, steal, and destroy? Your life. Now listen carefully. Your thinking immediately shifts to your physical life. No. He's trying to kill. No, not your spiritual life. He can't kill your spiritual life. That's not what Jesus is talking about. The devil cannot kill you when you're God's child. Because your life is hid with Christ in God. And the Bible said Jesus took the sting out of death. So the devil can't kill us. When we die, it's because we've come to the end of our season and God is taking us home. The devil cannot kill you. He cannot kill your spiritual life. Because Ecclesiastes says your spirit belongs to God and the devil can't touch it. It belongs to God. But what's he trying to kill? What's he trying to steal? What's he trying to destroy? He's trying to destroy, kill, and steal what you should be living now that you're a Christian. He's trying to steal your health. He's trying to kill your health. He's trying to keep you so bound up in sickness that you can't even function as a human. He's trying to tell you you can't go up the steps without pain, and you believe it. And so you accept it. He's trying to tell you you blind in one eye and can't see out the other. And you believe it. And you accept it. So he's constantly stealing the things that would give you a good life. It's not spiritual. The text is not talking about your spiritual, or else he would have never used the metaphor of sheep. He would have used angels. The devil's trying to steal everything from your physical life to make you miserable. He's trying to steal your finances so you stay broke. And you're letting him. I don't have no money on me. If I did have a $20 bill on me, I'm married. If I did have a $20 bill on me, and I put it right here on this stage, and I said to you, I want everybody to line up, every one of you in here, and come and get this 20. But I need you to come up one at a time, because I got more 20s to put down. So everybody that comes and takes one, there'll be another one put there. I guarantee spanking to you that there'll be some of you in here that won't get out your seat. You'll be like, yeah, right. Now I'm standing here. I've been behind the pulpit of this church for 30 years, and I have not lied to my congregation. And if I say I put $20 and say, I want every one of you to line up all the way around as far as you can go, and then come here and get the 20, the devil will put in somebody's mind, it's a trick. Now he going to do something. He probably going to put some paper down and say it's 20 and not give us the real 20. So he's going to steal your 20 by having you rationalize something from your flesh. God said, if you give, I'll give back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. And some of you don't believe it because the devil stole it from you. God is sitting up in heaven saying, I'm trying to increase your ability to lend. Because that's what Deuteronomy 28 says. It says, I'm going to make you a lender and not a borrower. Well, how's he going to make you a lender if you're broke? And that tells me that if you're broke, you're not applying the principles of this book.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3417A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m., and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.